Brown Brewhouse, downtown Garden City, as Thursday night football getting underway. The Broncos taking on the Colts, my team. So hopefully things go well in that sense. But bringing on football-wise, we've got Coach Chanel Jones. Coach, great defensive performance we saw from your squad coming up on last Saturday night. Great team win overall, though, 40-7. The offense performed. The defense shut down Dodge City for, you know, 90% of that game. And a really fun game we saw. I mean, nearly a season high on tackles, 64 of them. 8 sacks in the backfield. I mean, just dominating performance from this defense we knew that was stellar with all the names, all the big transfers coming in, but a great overall team win over Dodge.
It was an awesome win. I think that, you know, we're starting to get better. We're starting to make a lot of the right decisions that we made. You know, the focus about eliminating penalties, mm-hmm. playing hard, and it is finishing the deal, playing through the whistle. I mean, playing to the whistle, but not through the whistle. So just been focused on cleaning up the little things.
You mentioned penalty yards. I mean, it was second lowest season, only 100 penalty yards in that game. You know, the least amount was actually surprisingly to Iowa Western, but there was just more crucial plays that kind of went wrong in that game that kind of made you guys fall back. But Dodge City obviously was a game where, you know, I was telling Balin, our color guy, I said, you know, this is a week that Garden City needs to find that momentum. They need that big game to kind of get that confidence and that mojo back up to a higher level. And I feel like on my end of the things, maybe you guys as a coaching staff as well, feel like that was what was needed as well.
Well, we talked about tradition all last week, which is basically, you know, it's like big brother, little brother, and all those things. We just explained to them that if Dodge City won one game this season, if they could beat Garden City, then that was their season. Everything would be fine. So we made sure that they understood the rivalry. We made sure they understood the tradition. And at the same time, say, okay, it's time to step up. And which way, in what way are we going to do? And what do we need to clean up? So, I mean, the focus was just basically on a faceless opponent, but understanding just east of us is a team that's trying to build, and we need to stun that growth.
Now, obviously, everyone's looking at Independence. You know, this is going to be a big game, especially the conference-wise. A lot of people didn't realize going into last Saturday night there was a three-way tie for third place and the solidarity of that third place. Independence dropped their game, and you guys beat Dodge, which that was the three-way tie right there. Now you guys sit third in the conference, and, you know, just like I asked Coach Minnick, I said, did the guys understand that there's still that severity of there's a conference title still up for grabs, and honestly, there's still a good chance to go get it? And that win over Dodge obviously was big, but Independence coming up, that's going to be a more key game to grab.
Yeah. We talked to the guys and say, control the controllables, okay? Controlling the controllables one and oh each week. Whatever happened at the end of the season is what can happen. You know, they understand the things that could be fruitful at the end of the season, but they understand, too, if you start worrying about the end of the season, then you'll lose your focus on what need to be, and that's that game week. We share with them, and Coach Minnick has pounded to the guys, is this: you can still control your own destiny. So take it one game at a time, keep getting better every week, and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach, offensively, there's great plays left and right. Tywan Taylor with a corner touchdown pass. MJ Singleton, who we're getting ready to hear from. I mean, obviously the 90-some yard return. So many great plays, but I think the biggest thing that was a surpriser, but maybe not such a surprise for you guys, was quarterback Ty Perry having such a dynamic game. Couldn't really make a good completion through the air. He went 11 of 28, so he just took everything on the ground. Went for 123 rushing yards, something we haven't seen from him all season. He really showed you guys as a coaching staff that true Lamar Jackson of a quarterback he's trying to pursue.
I think once he healed up, he was banged up a little bit from the Iowa Western game, and then his legs are under him now. And at the same time, he defines the true of a dual threat quarterback. He has a great arm. He's competitive. He's fiery. But at the same time, he can move that stick with his legs too. And sometimes he don't get down as early as the coaches want him to do because he's get excited and he's motivated. But he can hurt you with his arm and his feet. But at the same time, is whatever is needed on that play, he's going to try to successfully give it to you.
All right, Coach. I know you've been antsy wanting me to ask this question, or maybe not. But the biggest play, obviously, from last Saturday night was one of your key guys, Darshawn Williams. Talk about that 85-yard pick six return from the left 20-yard line all the way down into the south end zone. I mean, absolutely methodical how he zipped down the field and left and right. But what a fast key player on the defense. And, you know, he plays two spots. He's listed on the 2-deep defensive tackle and, you know, in the backfield as a safety. But you guys have seen a lot of versatility with this kid.
Well, the safety is Darshawn. Deshaun is the defensive tackle. Ah. So that's just the catch. They've got a Deshaun and a Darshawn, which is rarely happen, right? But at the end of the day, it was exciting. I mean, we were just watching these guys grow. We were watching these guys learn defense. If anybody look at our roster, I think the most exciting thing for us is we're coming along, but we're a heavy freshman team. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have, when you look at our defensive line, I think the only sophomore was Cuts. So, and that's probably the engine that makes us go. And so we're excited about them learning. We're excited that they're bonding and getting closer to each other. Like you said, transfers coming in, freshmen coming in. And at the same time, just like LAU, we have, we got some young guys that are in some reps. So we're excited. And I know we have big playmaking ability. And I'm just like, love watching these kids fly around.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I just apparently can't read my 2 deep right, when the ones that you guys send me. But, you know, want to clarify that Darshan, the safety, Deshaun, the second-string defensive tackle.
His recruiting is just blowing up because he's huge. He's huge. He's fast. He's physical.
I think I was looking, you know, and it was the craziest thing for me. There's so many guys that just have so many offers that are just coming so much quicker now, and it's coincident enough. The success for the team puts a lot of success in those individuals that are trying to recruit.
Well, it's one of those things. It's twofold, right? We've done a great job. Coach Minnick has done a great job in building and getting transfers in and stuff like that. We came in late and was able to get some additions. But a lot of these guys have academically done a great job. So as you see with the portal, a lot of the transfers we brought in have the ability right now to graduate in December and get out of here. So as we do be optimistic about having so many freshmen, we know that the D1 teams are coming in and going to swoop and try to swoop everybody. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, you mentioned Raymond Cutts, obviously a big name that a lot of people know, you know, NJCAA All-American, a lot of recruiting. He committed to Florida back in March, the Rattlers. I mean, this kid is so dynamic. I mean, there's so much about him. I can't even fit it all in his slot. I mean, he makes the plays happen for you guys. He initiates so much. It's so crucial to have him have big games like he did in Dodge. I mean, how does that transfer? I mean, we've seen that transfer down the rest of the defensive line and that kind of bleed out throughout the rest of the defense. His mentality and his leadership says a lot for this defensive squad.
Coach Jackson has done a great job developing him. And we've used him at defensive end. We used him at linebacker on our three-set package, three hands down. He's just so dynamic in the things he can do. But at the same time, he's played so fast and so violent. That's what the major schools love about him. Like, you know, he just don't stop. And before certain games, we'll say, okay, we go as Cuts go. And he'll be like, no. I said, I understand this, man. These guys see you and play, they're going to play at your speed. And if we play at your speed, then we're okay. And he's just dynamic, man. He's have all the talents. He's doing well in class. So it's going to be exciting to see where he ends up being with his decision that he makes along with his family.
All righty, Coach, real quick before we get the kiddos on and the players on, Independence, obviously a great team, obviously the last couple of years, notably for the Netflix series Dream U. You know, it has been one of those things that a lot of people, if you're not an Independence fan, you don't like the Pirates. If you're from Montgomery County, it's a split decision between who do you go for, the Pirates or the Coffeyville. You know, the last couple of years, it's gone back and forth. Six wins, six losses, you know, the last 12 years. Garden City was on a strong streak with this team, you know, from 99 to 09. You know, you could go back and pull out all the numbers, all the stats, all the history, and all the notables, all the nuggets. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all going to matter about four quarters of action, 60 minutes coming on Saturday night. What are going to be the big things that this team needs to translate from a win last week on Dodge and try to prosper a win this week over Indy?
I think the biggest thing is just understand that what you've done last week and build on that, because this game is going to be a very physical game. They have a lot of athletes. They have a lot of size. They want to run the ball. They have the ability to do a lot of transfers, the UCLA transfer quarterback and stuff. So they're real specific on what they're trying to do. But at the end of the day, I know defensively they're going to try to say, hey, they're not going to out-hit us. Our focus as a defense is not to let anybody on the field now be more aggressive than we are. You know, so I see it as being a real physical game. Whoever makes the least amount of mistakes, right, is going to win this game. And right now we just focus on handling our job and doing the things we're supposed to do.
All righty, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time as always. We look forward to what is in store for Saturday night. Obviously, it's a big night. They're doing a lot of activities, another primetime game, if you say, in the lights. Do you feel like it's more fun playing in the lights, or does it really not matter for you guys? The game's a game.
No, it was our first chance to get in the stadium. They cut the scoreboard on. The dawn hit. The crowd, the fans came in. You kind of felt the electric coming in. Yeah. I mean, you in Dodge City, you know, it was like, okay, yeah, because they had, you know, it just felt good at nighttime. It felt good in that stadium. And I think the kids felt it. Coach really didn't have to say too much in the locker room. The tone was already set. So, again, this week, I don't think he had to say too much in the locker room because, like you say, everybody, the Netflix thing and all this stuff and stuff. But I know everybody's removed from that. But at the end of the day, everybody still fight for this conference.
Yeah. So,
hey, they look great on film. You know, you can say whatever you want about the record, but they got a lot of great transfers. They got a lot of, they're physical, they're big. And so it's just going to be an aggressive game.
You know, real quick before we get you off the airwaves, I did forget to mention, I mean, this is probably one of the biggest new headliners that came out from this week. Schedule change. Obviously, the prep schools didn't fall in the lining like we thought they were. Aces Elite being the first one, having roster issues to fulfill that game. Georgia Christian, the next one, that was scheduled for next week, the 15th, and it was originally supposed to be a home game. Well, we found a opponent, but it's number six Snow. Talk about that process as far as coaches. You know, what inspired to say, let's go take on a ranked team before we get ready for Hutchinson? A lot of people would say, well, this is crazy traveling 12 hours to go play a ranked opponent. But quite honestly, this game doesn't really solidify much for you guys in the conference. And it quite honestly gets you ready for a tough team that Dallas is going to bring in with Hutch.
Yeah, I know when the conversation started, you know, Coach was like, hey, let's just get after it. You know, if you want to be one of the most powerful conference in the country, which is the Jayhawk, you want to start calling people out and not hide. And I think this prep thing is going to fade away, because if you don't play them the first or second week, then they start calling that they got injuries and they're only showing up to 16 and 15 people. Well, if your fans, you know, like everybody here follows the Broncos. Nobody want to go out there and spend 2 hours watching that. You want to go and play a quality opponent. You want to go and find out exactly what you are. You want to get your kids film against some of the top teams in the country. And that's what we're trying to do. So Coach was focused on that game, getting that game on the roster, and hopefully future they can return the game back here, stuff like that. So then you're playing. The reason these young men come here is to play against the best. And to play against the best, okay, let's go play Snow College at Snow College.
You guys are going to leave next Thursday to hit the road, two buses, an athletic training van, to go 12 hours there, stay the night, and get ready for a tough, grueling game. But there's a lot of opportunity that lies, and maybe Snow, you know, their homecoming, they might be overlooking this game as well. You know, a team that's had such a rocky start like Garden City, it's going to be a fun matchup, and I think it's going to be really competitive as well. You got to think Snow and Butler held it really close, a 30-29 victory in overtime for Snow. You know, this is going to be a really great opportunity for you guys to go in and let's say, hey, you do knock off Snow, that leads up to a really fun matchup with Hutch.
Well, I know that, you know, we're very familiar with Snow. When we was at Mason Community College, we knocked them off twice when it was number one in the country heading to the national championship game. I know Coach at Arizona Western knocked them off, was able to go in 2016, I guess, against you guys, in 2017, against them. So we understand what it means when they go in the interim. We understand the tradition they have. The place is going to be packed. And again, these young men want to do that. I think people want to have the national powerhouse brand Garden City. Okay, we're playing them and we're doing those things. Again, we're going to take this as 1 week at a time. We're going to do what we need to do and battle Independence for 60 minutes. And then, you know, on Sunday, then we'll get the focus on Snow College. But I think what's going to be good for our kids is we've been there. We've been in that whirlwind. We understand the noise. We understand all those things. And I think on our staff, we have 3 coaches that's actually been in there and knocked them off when it was number one in the country. So you understand in practice what perfection needs to be done.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We're looking forward to it. Don't forget, fans, if you want to come out and watch the Bronc Busters take on Independence, that game's going to be at 7 o'clock if you can't.